Earth, sky.
It's very different from the normal hurricanes we're used to here on Earth. This is much more a global wind, a global event that encompasses the whole planet.
You're listening to astronomer Edna Snellen of the University of Leiden in the Netherlands, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Snellen led a science team that discovered a giant storm of poisonous carbon monoxide on a planet 153 light-years away from Earth. Snellen spoke by phone from the Leiden Observatory with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about this discovery.
Dr. Snellen, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Tell us about this recent discovery of an alien planet that has what's being described as a superstorm of carbon monoxide.
Well, as first in the world, we managed to observe very accurately molecules in the atmosphere of an exoplanet. This is a molecule, carbon monoxide. The nice thing is that we see for the first time the Doppler effect from the gas. So we can measure the velocity at which the gas is coming towards us or is moving away from us. This is nice because, first of all, we can see from this Doppler effect, we can see the actual orbital motion of the planet in this way around its sun. And because we know the exact orbital period, we can derive, first of all, the actual mass of the planet using only Newton's laws of gravity. But secondly, using the same Doppler effect, we see an additional effect, and that's that the carbon monoxide gas as a whole is moving towards us at an enormous speed of about 5,000 miles an hour, and seems to blow from the hot day side of this planet to the cooler night side.
Would you tell us a little bit more about this exoplanet, HD209458b?
Yeah, so this planet has been known for about a decade. It was the first planet known to move in front of its sun, and that's very good because in that way we can not only derive its mass, but we can also derive its radius. And from that we can get an actual density. And the interesting thing is, if you compare it to, for example, Jupiter in our own solar system, it has a mass of only 70% of Jupiter, but it has a radius which is 30% larger. So from that we know it's actually a very low density object, a very gaseous object, and it may be of lower density than, for example, Jupiter, because it's so hot. It's only orbiting the planet in 3.5 days, so it's only at about 4% of the Earth-Sun distance. So it's much hotter than any other of the planets that we know in our own solar system. Recent observations, mainly from space, have already indicated that showing what type of molecules are there, hydrogen is most probably the most dominant species there, like we see in our own Jupiter as well. And then, other molecules, except for helium, which is quite abundant as well, you would expect other molecules to be in relatively small fractions. And using the Hubble Space Telescope, there have been evidence that methane is present, water vapor is present in this planet, and now also carbon monoxide.
And tell us a little bit more about the technique that was used to find this superstorm of carbon monoxide on this planet.
Yes. So the planet moves, as seen from the Earth, in front of its sun once per 3.5 days. And during these 3 hours that this happens, so a small fraction of the starlight filters through the atmosphere of the exoplanet. Now, it is so that molecules like carbon monoxide, which consist of one carbon and one oxygen atom, they shake or vibrate in a very specific way. And because of this, when you shine light on a molecule like that, in this case, actually, infrared light, these molecules absorb light at very specific wavelengths. And this very specific absorption gives rise to the so-called absorption lines. And so now for the first time we have measured this carbon monoxide absorption on this planet in this way, looking at the extra absorption which comes from the light while it filters through the atmosphere of the actual planet.
I understand that your work as an astronomer is focused on looking for planets outside of our solar system that may have life. What does this discovery of this superstorm mean?
Of course, the kind of research we do now is very interesting. We learn more about Jupiter-type planets, so-called gas giants. So these are much bigger planets than the Earth. They contain mainly hydrogen gas. The Earth itself is much smaller. It fits in about 1,000 times in Jupiter, even more in this planet HG2945AB. Of course, now we start to learn a lot more about these gas giant atmospheres, like what kind of gases and molecules are there, how hot is it there, what about the circulation on these planets. But what we really would like to do now is to do this kind of research to observe atmospheres of Earth-like planets. Now, this will be very interesting because using the same method as we are doing now, we could find out whether there actually could be life on these planets. Now, you have to realize that this is not easy to actually do because the Earth is, of course, much smaller than Jupiter. To do this for Earth-like planets, that's at least 100 times more difficult than the things that we do now. But what is in particular interesting in looking for understanding the atmospheres of Earth-like or super-Earth planets is in particular oxygen and ozone. And that's because on Earth we only have oxygen in our atmosphere because it is constantly produced by the living organisms with photosynthesis of plants. Now, if there would be some kind of global disaster and all the life on Earth would go extinct, including plant life and that what lives in the actual oceans, then all the oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere would quickly disappear. Therefore, finding actual oxygen in the atmosphere of an Earth-like planet would be extremely exciting because that may tell us that something is constantly making this oxygen and that could well be life.
You've been listening to Ignaz Snellen, Associate Professor in Astronomy at the University of Leiden in the Netherlands. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earthsky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.